Is a heat pump right for you? Well, let's find out from a guy that knows all about heat and solar panels and things like that. He'll get us straightened out here. It's the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jed. Well, first of all, you're wondering, what is a Money Tracker money guy talking about heat pumps for? It's all about the bottom line, baby. It's all about money. So we'll bring it back around. So, well, if you need to upgrade or replace your heating and cooling system, you've probably heard a lot about heat pumps. They're one of the most efficient ways to heat and cool a home, especially in places like Kansas, where we get both hot summers and cold, but not extreme winters. Unlike a gas furnace that burns fuel to create heat, the heat pump works like an air conditioner in reverse. In summer, it pulls heat out of your house and dumps it outside, thus reversing and putting the cool air inside. In winter, it pulls heat from the outdoor air and brings it in, and then dumps the cold air out. That's right. Even cold air has heat energy in it. Now, because it's just moving heat, not making it, a heat pump can deliver up to 3 times more heating energy than the electricity it uses. Now, that efficiency translates into lower utility bills and a smaller carbon footprint. And an electric heat strip or backup heater, if you have that on there as well, you'll stay warm even when temperatures drop below freezing when heat pumps aren't as efficient. But that's not that common here in Kansas. A heat pump works best in mild to moderately cold winter, typically above 30 degrees. Below that point, the system may need to rely more on its backup heat source, which uses more electricity and costs more to run. Modern cold climate heat pumps can operate efficiently even into the teens, but performance depends upon the model and the insulation in your home. Compared to traditional gas or propane furnaces, heat pumps are quieter, safer, there's no combustion or carbon monoxide, and offer both heating and cooling in a single system. The trade-off: in extremely cold climates, a high-efficiency furnace may still be the better fit. In short, if you live in a place where winters are cold but not brutal, a heat pump with electric heat strip backup can be the most efficient way to heat and cool your home. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Have you taken a part-time job with Allstate's Home Improvement? What's going on here?
He's got a commission on every sale.
You got to make ends meet, you know.
I know.
My little side gig. It's like Uber, you know. Only I just get a call when somebody needs something installed, and if I've got a few minutes, I'll go over and install a system for them, you know.
All right. How about actress Sally Field? It's her birthday. She is 79 today.
Wow.
Did you ever encounter Sally Field out in Hollywood?
I certainly did. Actually, I worked on a film with her. I had a very small role. I played Julie Kavner's husband, and it was kind of a weird matching. It was Sally Field was having a... she was falling in love with, who lived in Malibu on another series in a trailer. Jim Garner. Yeah. James Garner. And anyway, I remember that Sally Field's husband was the producer of the film. And I was just showing up to talk to Julie a second about what was going on with our kids, right? Well, when I came to the door, Sally pulled me aside and she said, "Listen, when you walk in that door, you just start talking. Just when you, because it was at a party, right? And I was trying to find Julie in the place. And even though I was only supposed to really greet her and then speak to Julie, she had me just talk, and she says, "And whatever you do, remember what the heck you say." So we did 2 takes, and I got more lines. I made more money, and we had to shoot it from another angle. And it wasn't, and the script supervisor didn't jump down my throat because normally they're saying, no, you're going to say this, you know?
Right.
And the director was fine with it. And anyway, there was a little tip that was that Sally was trying to help me make a little more cash, you know, so that I can afford my new heat pump.
Very nice. That Murphy's Romance was that movie, by the way. Yeah.
Was that it? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I still occasionally get about a 5 cent check from them. You know, whenever it plays and usually by the time taxes get out of it and all that stuff and fees come out of it, I get a check that's worth less than
driving. To get it cashed.
No, less than the postage stuff.
Right.
That it takes them to mail it to me. But anyway, so that's my Sally Field. What a wonderful woman. I mean, to care about somebody who is insignificant on the film was pretty amazing, I thought.
Oh, it's pretty nice. It's nice. It's her birthday today. She's 79.
Well, I'll give her a call.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Don, thanks for giving us your time today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
There he is, the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Featuring a high of 70 degrees today. And I think late last night, just about 6 hours ago, we marked the midpoint of autumn.
Ooh.
So we're past the midpoint of autumn, heading towards the winter solstice in December. But, hey, it's 70 degrees today, so enjoy.
Are you a whiskey drinker?
Not particularly.
We've got
I'm not averse to it. But
we got a little whiskey shindig that we're planning next Thursday evening. Whiskey and cigars at the Candle Club. For the Sedgwick County Republican Party.
Candle Club.
Yep.
Fantastic venue.
Little fundraiser, whiskey and cigars. So when you mentioned whiskey, I thought to myself, and I'm not a whiskey fan necessarily, but I love cigars. So looking forward to that little shindig. But
well, we're talking about eating out on the patio there at the Monarch. Ted's
that
less of
nice.
A whiskey guy, and he's a little bit more of that potato salad thing
Mac.
That they have.
That's Mac.
Have you not tried it?
I've had it. Isn't Mac's the one that's in love with it.
Wow. I am, too. It's fantastic. Oh,
is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Monarch?
It's really, really good.
Potato salad at the Monarch.
It's it's less of a potato salad, more of like a casserole-ish sort of thing because it's hot, real cheesy.
Ooh, sounds
very
good.
Tasty.
May have to try that.
I thought you were in the alcohol vein. I thought you were going to start talking about gin and
having
nice gin and tonic.
It was reminding me of the pumpkin beer that you talked about the other day when I was on.
I never tried the pumpkin beer, though.
No, but you were talking about it.
Well, we were talking about it, but I never tried it.
It's that time of year.
Yes, it is. Hey, Sesame Street is launching its 56th season coming up, and they've already done that, of course, with NASCAR champion Bubba Wallace as a guest in a new format on Netflix. It's an 11-minute main story. It's two more minutes than last year. New segments, along with returning favorites. Executive producer Sal Perez says the show continues to modernize and engage kids. That new season starts in 4 days, by the way. It's coming up a few days away. The first episode includes races with Elmo, Abby, and Zoe. Featuring Bubba Wallace's commentary.
Two.
The Netflix deal expands the show's reach to 30 languages while keeping it on PBS. There are new segments like Tales from 1-2-3, which will also be introduced, offering a peek inside the character's apartment building. What's new on Sesame Street? It's 56th season. It's basically, it's my age minus two. Yeah, so it first came on the air when I was 2 years old. So
hey.
I was there right from the ground zero on
Sesame
Street.
I grew up watching Sesame Street.
Sure did, too.
I, you know, that yep. was-